Hello, beautiful people. It's your girl, Jackie O, with Kink Unashamed. I've been gone for a minute now. I'm back with the jump off, bitch. I am so excited to be back. Y'all, I have been so sick, like terribly sick, like painfully sick. And I'm actually not 100% better, but I had to come back. Bitch, I'm back. Bitch, I'm back. I cannot smell anything or taste anything, and I cannot hear anything out of my right ear. But I'm back, and the congestion is real. So I'm sorry if I sound like nasal, drip, drip. But it is what it is. Here we are. Okay. So we're about to embark on an excursion of some sick shit. Like, sick shit. It's stuff that I'm low-key ashamed of. Yes, the show is Kink Unashamed. But some of the things that are going to be brought up today, I am not proud of them, but as I stated before, there were situations happening that I wasn't consenting to and agreeing to, and yeah, it is what it is. But I try not to regret anything I do in life because I learn from everything I do in life. So I can't say I regret it because it pushed me to educate myself, and you know, it also taught me, you know, bitch, you got to speak up. If you're not into something, you're not cool with something, you know, you don't have to stay in the situation and just take it. That's kind of the mind frame that I was in. It was like, okay, my job is to please him and make sure that he's happy and that, you know, his needs are met. So it's like, oh, I'll just shut up and tolerate it, even though I really, you know, don't like it and I'm not into it. So we shall get there. But before we get there, there are a few things that one thing really that I forgot to mention last week, and I wanted to make sure that I brought up. There is a huge misconception about male submissives, men taking on the submissive role. Yes, we've all heard of the dominatrix, but nobody actually takes a moment to think about that man in the submissive role, allowing the woman to have complete control over him. I personally identify as a switch, and I don't know if I went into this before. I'm sorry, y'all, I be drunk. I'm a switch, meaning that I can take on a dominant role and the submissive role. I prefer the submissive role, but I like dominating women. I don't like dominating men. It doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't turn me on. It just doesn't. So yeah, as it pertains to me and a man, I want the man to dominate me. But you know, there are women out there that are some bad bitches, honey. Them's bad bitches with a whip in their hand, and I have no issue being dominated by a woman. Yeah, I have no issue there. Not even a little bit. So I did want to go into really quickly some of the different titles you can encounter in the, you know, BDSM world. And there's a list of alphabetized kinky things, and some of them are related to, you know, titles, and some of them are related to like your sexual orientation and things like that. So I'm having to look through that as I'm trying to identify those that are specific to dom and sub relationships. So a baby boy is a male who identifies as possessing childlike traits or role plays as a young boy. So you can have a 60-year-old man that wants to be a baby boy, or a 70-year-old woman who wants to be a baby girl, or a 25-year-old woman who wants to be a baby girl, and she wants to be treated like a baby and petted and has a pacifier. And I'm actually kind of intrigued by those relationships. Like, I don't know if I could do it, because I don't know why. I feel like I would laugh if I was trying to you know, be in the baby girl mode. But I'm intrigued by it. I've watched, you know, porn and stuff like that. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That might be weird. That might have been very weird. I can't believe I just said that. Who gives a shit, bitch? That's the truth. I'm intrigued by the baby girl and the daddy situation. And that, I mean, people will probably say that has something to do with my childhood and that I'm tarnished in the, you know, emotional category. But it turns me on. Sorry, it just does. A boy is a submissive male or a male who identifies as possessing childlike traits, so very similar to baby boy. A daddy, which a lot of men in the BDSM world want to be called daddy. They want to be called sir. They want to be called master. There are some that want to be called sire. And if there are some other ones, I'm pretty sure we're going to come through them here, but those are the ones that I'm the most familiar with. And the person that I call master, in previous episodes, he identifies, as a pleasure sadist. And I've never heard anyone else identify that way. And I even Googled it and didn't get a whole lot, but yeah. A daddy is someone who takes on a caregiving role in a relationship, often but not always, a dominant and frequently observed to be nurturing. So someone who's nurturing and caring and actually gives a shit about your feelings, contrary to the popular beliefs about BDSM, the dominant is this mean guy who doesn't care about your feelings and just beats you and leaves you and laughs at you while you cry. Versus, you know, these daddy doms, which are very, very common, is, and I hate to say it, and I hope it doesn't come off the wrong way, but they're kind of like your regular guy dominance. They have a heart. They are, you know, like they want to be sensual with you and, you know, make love to you sometimes, but they also want to exert, you know, power and control over you, and, you know, you need them. I think that that's one of the things that I've noticed anyway with dominance, that they get off on you needing them and having someone like, daddy, daddy, I need you so bad. Like that shit just sends them through the roof. Just the idea that you're thinking about them all day and your body reacts in certain ways at the, you know, thought of them or a text message from them, that just drives them nuts. So I think that as it pertains to my experience, a lot of these daddy doms, they, you know, they get off on being needed. And I think that that's where the baby girls feel that need, because it's daddy, daddy, you know. So I just really, I derail so easily. I apologize. So daddy dominant is the person who exercises control in the dom sub relationship. It is what it is. A femme, F-E-M-M-E. Or FEM is a male or female exhibiting stereotypical or exaggerated feminine traits. That's more like a, you know, whatever. Nobody cares about that. Masochist, a person who enjoys receiving pain or humiliation. Master, is a male owner of a slave or, a masculine female owner of a slave, or a person eminently skilled in something, which the gentleman that I refer to as master, is because he is eminently skilled in what he does oh so well. Yes. Mm-hmm. A mistress is a female owner of a submissive or a slave. Mommy is someone who takes on a caregiving role in a relationship. An owner is one who has possession of another, usually a slave or property. This is off topic, but I talked about pansexual. The definition of pansexual is one who is sexually attracted to others based upon factors that are not limited to their biological sex, gender identity, or gender expression. So, you know how you always say, like, that person will fuck anything? I'm kind of that person, just, yeah, minus kids and animals. Like, I can't do that. I can't do that. That's disgusting. But outside of that, like, I have no issue with a gay man or a bisexual man or a straight woman or a bisexual or a gay woman or a transgender woman or a transgender man, or, you know, I don't care, you know, and I don't care how you identify. If I look at you and we stimulate each other and we go to that place, I will go to that place. But of course, I got to be clean and go through all the precautionary measures, all that stuff. But I do not limit myself to only this type of person. That's just who I am. I enjoy freedom. I don't like to think about shit like that. I like to as my mom would say, I let my pussy lead me. And that's just the truth. I let my pussy lead me. So I identify as a pansexual. A pet is a bottom who enjoys animal play. I think I mentioned that in the last episode about, you know, people who identify as like a dog or whatever. Yeah, that's a thing. Doesn't do anything for me, but it's a thing. Princess by day, slut by night is a kinkster or a vanilla person, a pampered lady by day or in public, but becomes a slut with her partner or at parties. Primal, one who takes the position of not being traditional and wants to start evolving in an alternative lifestyle with no preset rules, traditions, or protocols. One who wants to start at the beginning and set things up to his or her liking. Self-defining. The other definition is their basest, primarily animal instinct. I think that was written incorrectly. Yeah, that was written incorrectly. Okay, I thought I forgot how to read or something. That was written poorly. Another definition, slang used for bringing out the basest animal instinct that people feel. Okay, this is like kind of getting boring, so I'm about to like move it along. Say it's a person who enjoys inflicting pain or humiliation on another. Sadomasochist is a person who enjoys both inflicting pain and receiving pain. A person that consensually gives control to another for a specified period of time. And then the top, a person who takes control during a scene. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're moving on because that was boring. I thought that would have been more fun, but it kind of got boring. There are so many titles though. So do your research, do your Googles, and if you did your BDSM test, as I suggested, you probably have heard some of those words, and hopefully you did your Googles to see what that says about you. All right. Lord, y'all, let me drink. Hold on, because this is rough. Like, this feels like I'm on the therapist couch, because This mo conversation is cray cray. Like, the shit you about to hear. Like, this is your last warning. If you are not into the idea of someone ingesting bodily fluids other than cum, you might want to stop listening. If you have an issue with guy on guy sexy time, this might not be the episode for you. And there's just some all out dirty stuff. If you are familiar with Mr. R. Kelly and the things that he is widely known for, as in the water sports we talked about previously, this might not be the episode for you. So yeah, this is your chance to buck and run. So here we go. I was literally sitting at work one day and I was like, I'm bored, like bored in life, bored with work, bored with my, you know, personal life or relationship or whatever. I was just bored. So I called my homegirl, my best friend at work, and I was like, bitch, what you doing? And she was like, no, girl, what's up? So we sitting there talking and I'm like, girl, I am so bored. And she was like, okay, bored with what? Like, find something to do. And I'm like, I just need excitement in my life. I'm low-key melodramatic as fuck. I don't know why. I don't know why. I just am. So, I was like, oh, I'm going to go on Craigslist. And she was like, okay, well, that was okay, if that's what you need. So I go on Craigslist, I get on my cell phone, you know, and I start looking, and I'm doing this shit while I still have her on the phone on my work phone, and I'm looking this shit up on my phone. So I'm scrolling, and I, you know, really, I didn't find much. I found like maybe one or two guys and, you know, sent out some random messages. And then later on that night, though, I stumbled across a post from a gentleman who said he was really into women with big, saggy breasts. And I have a very large breast. I'm a 44H. I got big titties. I do. And with the men as big as they are, they don't sit up on top of your chest. It's kind of not like it's not possible for them to sit up all perky at that size. An H is a lot. Like I can grab my titty with two hands and still have some left. Like I have a lot. So they, you know, he says he's really into these big saggy boobs, and I'm like, okay. And one thing that he made very clear was that he was not interested in sex. Like he wasn't looking for a sexual relationship. He was looking for, you know, a woman with a pretty face, you know, big boobs, that would be open to, you know, having herself, you know, being professionally photographed and being potentially compensated for, you know, your time if necessary. So I'm like, bitch, that's like a modeling gig. I'm in, honey. You can look at these old saggy ass titties all day. Snap, snap. Rent me my cash. Like, let's do it. Like, and you ain't trying to smash, so I ain't even got to come in, like, ready, like, to fight or, like, with, you know, ready to slice and dice if I have to. Like, I don't have to come packing. So, okay, we good, you know? So I respond to the post, and then we start going back and forth, and then I realize that what was in the Craigslist post wasn't what he was really looking for. He was looking for a dom sub relationship, but he was not lying about his obsession of big breast, and he was not lying about not wanting to have sex with me. So it was what it was. I didn't, like, red flags didn't immediately go off, like, you know, oh my god, he's a complete creep, because a good bit of what he said was truthful, but it really wasn't meant to just be like, I pay you to come in and take pictures and then you go home, you know, then I may call you a month from now and ask for more pictures. It's like, you are like a relationship. You want access to me every day. You want to give me, you know, assignments to send you pictures and things like that every day. So like, this is not what was advertised. So weeks, month, I don't know. I think it was like several weeks. I don't think it was months. Several weeks went by, and, you know, we're exchanging information, getting to know each other, getting comfortable with each other, and, you know, kind of exposing who we are. At that time, I really wasn't that interesting. I really wasn't that interesting. I'd had some kind of kinky sex with my little, you know, long-term friend situation. And then at that point, I was in the relationship with the old man, you know, average-sized guy, uncircumcised guy, all the tricks of the Kama Sutra guy. So yeah, I had had some kind of interest in sex or whatever, but I hadn't done anything crazy, but I was open. You know, I was extremely open to whatever. So my God. So we meet, and he is like, in fact, like, I have never had a person obsess over me, and I've never been one to enjoy like that level of attention. But this man was like, I'm not worthy. I'm not. Like, he was over the top. And I'm like, by these old sagging ass cow titties, boy, move. You ain't got to put on all these shows. It ain't that damn serious. Like, it was, it sounds so bad. But seriously, I mean, he was just like over the top. And it was a lot. But I will say it was honest, because even today, like right now, this minute, he is still that enthusiastic about myself and my breast, specifically my breast. So we meet, and, you know, we eventually get to the point where we're both without clothes on, and I see that this man has the smallest dick I've ever seen in my life. Like, y'all, it looked like a fucking Vienna sausage, and it smelled like one too. That's the fucking gag. It looked like a motherfucking Vienna sausage and smelled like one too. The shit was ridiculous. But listen, you know, it's hard out here for a pimp. I was in it to win it. I was committed to the situation, and I wasn't bored anymore. So judge me if you would like, but I don't know. I wasn't bored. That's all I got, bitch. It was funny. Me and my friends would laugh. Oh, I would go back and tell my best friend all this shit, and she would die laughing. We would have the best conversations over a glass of fucking margarita. Like, bitch, we would turn and just laughing, because it was always something. He was always one-upping himself with these extreme things. So, I'm telling you, his penis was ridiculous. So, I was very glad that he wasn't looking for sex. So I'm like, bitch, we're going to start a fire. Like, bitch, one of us going to die, because we both fat as hell. And you got that, boy, listen, I got a fat pussy, and you got that little dick. Like, you, listen, you can fuck my pussy lips. How about that? Just do that. I'm so sorry. That is horrible. But I said it. I don't give a shit. It was so small. Y'all, I swear to goodness. I swear, I'm not exaggerating. I have proof, but I can't. I don't even know if I wanted to post it, how I could post it. It's so small, y'all. It's so small. But yeah, so like I said, he wanted, you know, possession was very clear out the gate. Like, he wanted to possess me and wanted, you know, all of my attention all the time. And wanted, you know, to see me and live pictures of me. Send me a picture of you at your desk. Send me a picture right now. What are you doing? And it's like, what the hell? Go in the bathroom and send me a cleavage shot. Like, oh, God. It was ridiculous. He was really obsessed. He is really obsessed. Even, again, still today, really obsessed with big boobs and my big boobs specifically. One of his conditions, his primary condition. I'm sorry, I need a drink. His primary condition was when he was in my presence, he had full access to my body. Again, specifically my boobs. And when I say full access, that means from the minute he walks in the door to the minute he leaves, he can rip my shirt off, or, you know, if I'm wearing a bra or just a, you know, a lingerie thing, he can pull my titties out and start tweaking on my nipples. He can start sucking on them and biting on them and whatever, just in the middle of conversation. Or pull him out and start smacking him around. Like, he wanted full, you know, he could do whatever he wanted to. And I'm like, okay, that's easy enough. Like, who gives a shit about these big ass? Like, who cares? Who cares? And the other condition was I had to be snatched. Like, my hair had to look nice. I had to be fully made up, clean. Well, the clean thing was really on me. I like to feel like, bitch, if I'm going to put on a full face of makeup and I'm going to do my hair, like, I need me a nice exfoliation. I want a nice, you know, wash down. I'm going to scrub and exfoliate my whole body, and I'm going to oil myself down. Like, I turned into an experience, bitch. I take off work early for certain scenes with certain people. Like, pretty much if I know I'm going in for a scene with somebody and that's going to end with me, like, getting, the turn up orgasm, I will take the day off from work. Like, I need a PTO day, bitch, because I need to go get this dick. I need that. Yes, God. I can't be the only one. Just saying. But again, I'd like to have the full, I like to take my time getting ready. I like to feel like a bitch. I like to feel sexy. And whatever that means, if that means the, you know, like I say, the oil up, the makeup, and the, you know, the perfumes and the body oils, like, bitch, I am going to feel, smell so good that this man is going to want to eat me apart. Like, that is my shit. That turns me on, like, but it also makes me feel good. So, I'm telling y'all, like, I go into sexual situations to get myself off. Like, sir, you're going to get a nut because I got good pussy. But I got to feel good in the moment. All of that shit connects for me, bitch. That, you know, being freshly scrubbed down. You know, like, my air to be at a certain temperature. I need to be just chilly enough because I get sweaty when I have sex. Like, you know, and even in a scene, you know, depending on what's going on, like, you might need to be a little chilly in the house. You want to drop that temp to like 70, 71 while you're showering and running around. So it'll, you know, get nice and chilly. But damn, I get so off topic. But anyway, Jesus, girl, get your life together. I used to make an experience out of it. So, but again, it was a requirement for the makeup and to look and be dressed in pretty stuff. But he also compensated me for buying the pretty stuff. That was, you know, the give there. He, you know, he wanted me to look a certain way, and he would finance me looking a certain way. So it is what it is. I ain't that. Don't even. I ain't that girl. I'm not that girl. But if he says he wants to see me in this item from this website, I say, here you go, sir. You can enter your card number there. Like, or you can PayPal me this much because that's how much it's going to cost. If you want to see that on me, because that means you want it. So you're going to buy it. Just saying. So yeah, that was that. Those were really his only demands of me was when he was in my presence, he had full access. And then I, you know, looked a certain way, makeup and all that good stuff. So it is what it is. And I really enjoyed that makeup part because, you know, it just makes you feel sexy. It does for me anyway. It makes me feel sexy. So our situation quickly evolved into of course, while we're here, BDSM, the ropes came out. And there really wasn't a lot of dialogue. And it was just like, I'm tying you up basically today. And it's like, okay. And then, you know, I have my questions, like my precautionary questions, like, am I going to have access to do this? Am I going to be able to, like, if you have a heart attack in the middle of this, am I going to be able to get myself free? So, you know, those are the types of things I was asking, but I was agreeable to doing it. Why not? Who gives a shit? It's just rope. So, as you may have seen from my Instagram page, I actually posted my first tie-up experience. That was my first time ever being tied up, and it was interesting, and it was quite enjoyable, to be honest. It wasn't painful or not enjoyable, so I guess it was enjoyable, right? Yeah, so then after that, several other sessions of, you know, rope play and duct tape came into play at one point. I was not a fan of that shit. Ugh. So he was not into traditional spanking, as in spanking across the ass, thighs, whatever. He only wanted to spank my breast. And that's a rough spanking. That's all I gotta say. Like, that's a rough ass spanking. I actually have a video of me getting a breast spanking. I think I have a video of me getting a breast spanking. It can be enjoyable, but it can also be very fucking painful. And someone just pounds on your nipple, like, back to back to back with these hard ass, you know, wax or whatever with their hand or paddle or whatever. It's not fun. But then, you know, if it's done lightly and teasingly, it can be very enjoyable. But he was into the not so enjoyable version of breast spanking as it pertained to me. So it was a thing. It is a thing. It can be enjoyable. So another thing that I learned very quickly was him not wanting to have sex with me, I think, was because of the size of his penis. But he was also infatuated with shoving. He was infatuated with the idea of shoving foreign things into my pussy. That I was not agreeable to. So there was a negotiation there of what I would allow him to put inside of me. So of course a dildo is okay, a vibrator is okay. But as far as unconventional items were concerned, he was like, what if I make you a custom dildo out of wax? And I'm like, huh? Like, what the fuck? And he legit brought several different sizes of fucking candles. And he sat there with like a hunting knife and carved. I had the fucking thing as a bitch. Where is it? Oh, where is it? I'm going to find that shit and I will take a picture and post it on fucking Instagram. It was so funny. Like, he went out of his way to create the custom dildo as he saw fit for my pussy. It was just strange. It really was. Like, he wanted to do very odd things. I don't know how he came up with the shit he came up with. Just, it was weird. But he did make me a custom candle dildo, and we only used the damn thing one time. Oh, God. Okay, so it's time to talk about the shit I don't want to talk about as it pertains to Mo. But we just gonna go, and we just gonna go. Let me drink. I really should stop doing wine. I should stop drinking wine while I'm recording because it dries out my mouth so bad. Okay. So another thing that he made very clear somewhat early, it took a while for him to come outside of, you know, outside the box and tell me how into water sports he was. Now, the traditional water sports that, you know, people are used to hearing about are, you know, a man just peeing on the body of a woman as, you know, a sex act. Well, Mo, he wanted to one up that times a million. Mo was very into drinking his own piss. As in, he would literally FaceTime me out of nowhere, out of the blue, like 11 o'clock at night. And he's like, I want you to see this. And I'm like, okay, like half asleep or whatever. Like, what the fuck is going on? And he would have like a beer mug in his fucking hand. And he would sit there, he would turn the camera so I could see him pissing into this fucking mug. And then he would turn the camera so I could see him drinking it. So I was like, at this point, I felt like I was way over my head. Like, way over my head. So I'm, you know, again, I'm talking to my best friend about this shit, her husband, like, like, what am I doing, y'all? Like, have y'all ever heard of this shit? Like, this is crazy, right? This isn't normal, right? And they're just amazed. Oh, my God. So, serious moment. Funny, yet serious and gross. I didn't catch that this transitioned from him drinking his piss to me drinking his piss. Like, I missed the signs, or there weren't any signs, or he just went forward to see what I would do. So in the middle of me giving this man a blowjob, I can picture it like it was yesterday. Literally, I was on the tile in my dining room giving this man a blowjob. And this man pissed down my throat while I was giving him a blowjob. I had not agreed to it. We had not discussed it. I was not prepared. It was just a lot. Now, this is where I said, you know, some of this stuff I'm kind of ashamed of. I ingested it. And to his, you know, excitement, I didn't spill a drip, as he says. He even still talks about that shit today. And it fucking repulses me because it's something that I would have never agreed to. Of course, after he leaves, I'm like Googling, I'm texting my best friend, like, bitch, am I gonna die? And she was, you know, my friend, she's like a fucking genius. She's like, bitch, it's like, it's sterile. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, but oh my God, it's so gross. And, you know, of course, you know, her big issue was the fact that it happened, you know, without, you know, whatever. But yeah, so I freaked out thinking I was gonna die and then my stomach was gonna explode from acids or something. And, you know, so my friend calmed me down. I did my Googles. Okay, I'm not gonna die. But I never addressed it, which, again, shame on me. I should have addressed it, but mostly shame on him for doing something that, you know, I had not openly and, you know, agreed to. And that's not something that I fully disclosed to a lot of my friends about it out the gate. Because, of course, it would be frowned upon. And I continued the situation beyond that. So, again, not proud of it, but it is what it is. So then once that happened and me not saying something meant I was okay with it and agreed with it, it out of the blue, this man, and I didn't even realize he was doing it. Like, this is how calculated he was. He would take, one of his things was he would bring me wine, which was a very sweet gesture. He would bring me bottles of wine for our meetups, scenes, whatever. And I didn't even realize that he was keeping, like, taking my empty wine bottles from my recycling home. So out of nowhere, he shows up with, and I, cheap-ass wine. Like, this wasn't that bougie. This was, like, the Barefoot, like, Moscato or whatever. He co- comes back with it, and like he's handing it to me as if it's a bottle of wine like he normally brings me. And I'm like, the seal is broken. Did you already have some of this? And he was like, oh, that's a special wine that I made for you. Like, he's playing a game. Like, he's being cute about it. And again, I'm already lit because I had to get wasted to, like, interact with this man. Because when I say his dick actually smelled like Vienna sausage, I'm not lying. Like, his, I don't know. I don't know if it was just because he was unhealthy or what. Because, I mean, even bathing him, washing him, it was weird. It was like, but he is a, I don't say he's a super large guy, but he's a bigger guy. So I don't know if it's just a sweat. I don't know. Anyway, but we're not, again, we ain't talking about no regular, degular, schmegular dude. We're talking about a man who is extremely wealthy and takes good care of himself. I don't know. It was odd. So yeah. He had to one-up himself. And so he starts to bring me fucking bottles of empty bottles of wine filled with his piss, refrigerated, for me to put in my refrigerator, and I'm supposed to drink it like it's fucking wine. He fucking tried it. Then, to one-up that, you start to make ice cubes. And the ask was, oh, I want you to record yourself with the ice cubes, rubbing it all over your body and your tits, of course, your boobies, your nipples, blah, 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 blah. I won't confirm or deny if I ever did the ice cube thing. That's all I got. I may or may not have a video of me with a piss ice cube. But, yeah, that wasn't it. So then I talked about him in the FaceTiming him drinking the pee. Then the next thing was, I want to lay in your bathtub and arch my dick up and pee in my own mouth. And he did that. He's done that several times. And I can only imagine what my face looked like the first time. I can remember my eyes being stretched and my mouth being open like, OM fucking G. The fuck is going on here? So then beyond that, last episode I talked about leashes and how they're not my thing. He didn't bring a leash. He brought what I later found out was a gator noose. So people from the South may know what that is, but it's basically, it's a wooden stick with like some wiring around the end in a loop. And it's used to basically lure in and wrangle in alligators, gator noose. And this is what this man put around my neck and wanted me to crawl around with that on my neck. As I said before, that would be the first and the last time I do the leash thing. I didn't like where that took me. So, and then when I found out what it was that he was using, it really fucked me up. Like, the fuck, bro? And I actually said something to him about it because I was not, and of course he's super, because he's a nice guy. He's super apologetic and it wasn't intended to be that way. He was just using what he had, didn't go out and buy like a real, you know, play leash or whatever. So then we get beyond that, and then that was kind of like a level of normalcy, tying up and breast spanking and blah, 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 blah. You know, the mundane stuff. We saw each other like every other week, maybe once a month sometimes. And so then he one-upped it again, and he says, I have a surprise. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm getting excited because a surprise could be a gift, surprise could be cash, it could be a lot of things. He brings a kiddie pool to my house. And I'm like, the fuck? Not thinking to myself that this had everything to do with his second most favorite thing in the world, which is piss. So the ask was that I sit in the middle of the kiddie pool and allow him to pee on me. for as long as he saw fit. And I will not confirm or deny if I ever did that. Moving right along. So then beyond that, finally, this is like a month, if not a year into this shit, he finally starts talking about the professional photographer. How long have we been talking? 40 minutes. Nice. Not too bad. So he's like, I know a couple guys, you know, let me see what they got going on, if they're open to doing it. And then I can share your information with them if you want. And then you can have conversation, you know, just kind of establish a level of trust. Like, it was super transparent. I was cool with it. I was like, okay, you know, whatever. Like, it's better than me having to take all these goddamn selfies. Like, get him a nice set of professional ones. Maybe he'll leave me alone for a little while. Young and dumb. Lord, I was dumb. So a lot of shit went down back and forth with different friends of his. And, you know, I was very young and naive, and I wasn't open to their advances. Because I was like, I'm kind of like, I got this situation going on with your homeboy. Not realizing that he left that as an open option of, you know, well, she may fuck you. She may let you fuck, you know, blah, blah, blah. So many red flags. I just wasn't paying attention, or I chose to ignore them. I will say I chose to ignore them. So it ends up being a guy, a random guy that he's never met before, that he found on Craigslist somehow. They fucking emailed back and forth. And then he tells me about the guy. The guy's willing to do it. One of my conditions, what they have, words, alcohol, damn. One of my conditions was that they have to use my camera with my fucking memory card. And I manage the pictures from there. There's no editing being done. You leave here and they're with me. And then you see them when I want to share them. And I only share what I want seen. That was my level of control over the situation. So this guy comes in and he's attractive as fuck. Super attractive. White guy. He's around my age. If I'm not mistaken, Sean is my age. And I'm calling him Sean because that's the fake name that he uses, and that's not his real name. He's very attractive. I think he's like 31, 32-ish, something like that. So he comes in. You know, he's super friendly. He has a beer. I'm drinking wine and Mo is drinking beer. So we're all just kind of hanging, getting to know each other and kind of establishing, you know, a level of like, okay, I'm not freaked out. We can move forward. Excuse me. So, yeah. So the pictures are taken. I mean, he was really into it and he took very good pictures. I have some of them. I may post. Most of them are risque because it turned into something else. It started off pretty basic and just like profile shots and booby shots and, you know, full body shots, which is, you know, focusing on me and my breasts. And then we did some rope work and then we photographed that. And then it got raunchy. So again, this guy was very attractive and he was very aroused and very into me and made it very clear how into me he was because he'd already seen pictures of me that Mo had sent him, which I did not fucking know. I did not know the extent of their discussions at this point. I had no clue. So it turns raunchy and yeah. So as he's taking pictures, I unbutton his pants and I pull down his boxers and I look at him and I make sure he's cool with it. And I don't know if I asked him or if I just said it, but I made a statement about kissing his dick. And, yeah, that happened. And of course the kiss was really a French kiss and basically a deep throat. And I found out that he had a curve. Moment of silence for the curve of Sean. That damn dick, that boy, that's the first curve and the only curve to date that I've ever had. That damn dick hooked just right. It hooked just fucking right. And, yes, goodness. So that was a full-on hoe move. So this is where shit made a turn. Again, conversations had been had that I wasn't privy to. So the Mo guy, I'm at this point sitting on the sofa, on the edge of the seat of the sofa. Sean is standing in front of me with a camera in his hand because he's taking pictures of me giving him the blowjob which are they are amazing fucking photographs. They are fucking amazing. They are damn good. That's all I can say. They are damn good photos. And, you know, Mo's kind of just hanging in the background watching and so-called directing. But it becomes very apparent that he's jealous because the guy goes quiet and he kind of like hovers. So then out of nowhere, he kneels on the side of the sofa, like, you know, facing to, you know, kind of on the side of me, but facing towards me type of a deal. So out of nowhere, this man grabs this Mo, grabs new guy Sean's dick while it's in my mouth and kind of pushes him away from my mouth and then puts his mouth on his dick. I am not fucking making this shit up. I actually have photographic evidence of the fucking moment that the switch up happened, because what Mo did, as I was sitting there and I was blowing him, he was like, you know, like I said, he was hovering. And then at one point, to get closer, to like have an excuse to get really close, he was like sucking and biting on my nipples and stuff like that. And then that's what, you know, put him in the position to be able to do what he did, to get this dude's dick out of my mouth, to put his mouth on it. And so I'm like, holy shit. I literally sat back on the sofa. I'm sitting on the edge of the sofa. I just kind of fell back. And I'm sitting back looking at this shit. And again, this is one of those moments where I'm sure my eyes were stretched and my mouth was slightly dropped open. So I'm like, the fuck, my nigga, is going on? What the fuck? Like, the shit that was going through my head was crazy. Like, a mile a minute, I could not believe what the fuck I was seeing. I had only ever seen guy, at this point in my life, had only ever seen guy on fucking film. Like, on a movie and porn, on a phone, Pornhub, like, what the hell? And again, these are supposedly two straight guys, and I'm so confused. So I'm sitting there like, the fuck is going on? Mind you, Sean guy, new guy, camera guy, is looking so freaked out. So then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, did he not agree to this? Is this just like happening? So is he being like taken advantage of? Like, I did not know what the fuck was going on. Let me drink something because my mouth... It's so dry. So I told y'all this Mo shit was crazy. There is nothing about this motherfucking story that is fake. I can prove it all with emails, text messages, photo and video evidence. Like, bitch, all this shit really happened. And if I didn't fucking live it, I damn near wouldn't fucking believe it. Again, we're talking about Mo. This guy is in his mid to late fucking 50s. You know, short, fat, white man, wears glasses, damn near bald. Like, he's still holding on to a little, like, patch of hair across the back. Like, regular-ass old white man with a fuck ton of money, entrepreneur, business owner. Like, this ain't no regular-ass dude. And this is what the fuck is happening in front of my face right now. And then, the Sean guy, young beach boy, tan, blonde hair, blue eyes, nice bike. He's, you know, just kind of like your cookie cutter white boy. But he had a nice dick. Very nice dick. So all of this shit is crazy to me. I don't know what the fuck is going on. And it wraps itself up. And Sean and I, just to make a long story short, we ended up fucking. And we maintained a friends with benefits situation for quite a while. I may or may not have seen him in the last month or two. So yeah. Sean was one of the best gifts that Mo ever gave me. Yeah, Sean and that goddamn hook. Now, Mo, once he realized that he was very upset that I had sex with the Sean person, by the way. Because, did I ask him to leave the room? I think I asked him to leave the room to give us some privacy or whatever. And he went to sit on, and yes, I'm that bitch. I don't need you watching me. Boy, move. I like, again, I enjoy freedom. And I think that that's what was so great about the Mo situation, is that his shit was so extreme that no matter what I said or wanted to do or did at a moment, it would never top what the fuck he was doing. So, yeah, it was a very freeing situation. And again, a lot of it I'm not proud of, and I hate to even discuss it, but I appreciate the lessons that I learned from it all. So yeah, once he realized I was into kind of like bringing somebody else in, he says, I have this friend who I have been in like a pack type situation with. And there are situations where, you know, guys kind of group up or like a pack, like a wolf pack. And, I probably pronounced that wrong earlier. Bitch, I'm so drunk. I really need to stop drinking so much. I should try and record one of these sober. It'll probably be lame as hell. Like, I don't even know if this shit makes sense. I'm just rambling. I'm a rambling-ass drunk bitch. Like, sorry, not sorry. If nothing else, the story time should probably shock and awe you a little bit. So, where were we at? We were talking about... Yeah, he realized I was into the shit, so he says I have this friend that he was in this pack with, and they used to, like, do gangbangs and, you know, kind of share girls, like, all kind of crazy stuff. And he says I have this, he was very upfront, he says I have this friend, and I think that you would enjoy him and that he would enjoy you. And I'm like, okay, so he kind of explains that he's a dominant, he's very dominant, he's into all the shit that I'm into, the actual real life spankings and punishments and hair pulling and choking and being fucked into submission. Like, he's into all that. Whereas the Mo guy was into dominating my life and controlling my whereabouts and my doings. But the sex piece was missing. The sex piece was missing. And what else was missing? Outside of the sex, just the full on, you know, dominance and the punishments and all that stuff. I that was what I wanted. I wanted someone who was primal and almost beast-like to just kind of let their, you know, impulses control them in the bedroom. Like, that's what the fuck I was looking for. And Mo wasn't made that way. So he says, you know, if it's okay with you, I would like to invite him over when he's in town for business. And I'm like, sure, why not? Give me information on the person. Give me some contact shit. Let me, you know, be able to communicate with this person. Because after that Sean shit, I had to be guns blazing ready. Like, I was not going into the situation. I knew what the fuck was up. And I'm glad I did it because I learned a lot about Richmond. Whereas he was like, honestly, when he reached out to me, I didn't even want to fucking deal with him because he's so frustrating and annoying. And he's like a maniac as it pertains to sex and kink. He wants to, like, do all of it. Like, he wants to eat every topping on his ice cream from the ice cream bar. Like, he can't control himself. So I was like, all of this was refreshing. And that was probably the beginning of me understanding how naive I'd been and how I was kind of being used and played. And I started taking steps, you know, way back from the Mo guy. So Richmond comes to town. Mo wanted to structure it so that he would be there. So it would be like a threesome situation similar to the Sean situation. And the Richmond guy purposely drug his feet because he was like, I want him to be gone. Richmond guy, I would have called him Master until I met my current Dom, who I call Master. Richmond is that person, again, like I think I mentioned in the episode about how he, you know, will kind of fly me out to Richmond to spend a few days there and be at his disposal and get tied up and not move until he tells me to move, all that fun stuff. And that speaks to the seriousness of who he is and how, you know, he is about that lifestyle. Like, he's about that life. So he comes over. Not a whole lot to say. He's a very quiet lover, which I hate. Very quiet. Like, God damn, it's torturous. He's so quiet. And it's like, shit, give me something. Like, is it good? Is it bad? Are you happy? Are you sad? Like, what's going on? But, you know, he's about that choke life, hair pull life, bind you up, tie you up, throat fuck you, like, all that. All that. Anal. He and I had anal sex that fucking night. And at that point, I, again, was not in the anal sex business. It wasn't a thing at that point. He made it very enjoyable. It was quite nice. And for a white man, he has a very big dick. It's very long, not very fat, but very nice dick. Very nice dick. And, anal sex was enjoyable. And that... Actually, it's funny because I feel like that night was what kind of pushed me in the direction to go for it again. you know, as far as trying and, you know, getting used to it or whatever. So that happened. Mo was not pleased because he wasn't getting what he wanted out of the situation. Like, he wasn't involved. He wasn't, you know, there, and he wasn't able to suck his dick. I don't know. I have no fucking clue. So the last thing I'm going to say about Mo, which was probably one of the grossest, the piss thing was gross, I know. But Mo was really into the idea of creating ice cubes that are made from his cum. And I also have photographic evidence of one of his little frozen cubes. And so he would basically, you know, anytime he would jack off, he would finish in a shot glass and put it in the freezer. And his fetish, his desire was, oh my God, I'm going to puke. This is so nasty. This is so nasty. His thing, his whole desire was to put it into his mouth, enjoy the taste of it, and rub the cube against my body as well. I was not interested in putting it in my mouth, ingesting it. I low-key want to gag. And I'm sorry if this is grossing y'all out, but the shit is true. And again, kink unashamed. I'm trying to be as transparent as I can be. Yeah, he was really into that shit, and it was gross. It was gross to me. You know, cum doesn't look, you know, the same or not. Fuck it. I'm not even going to finish that thought. It was just weird. It's a sight to behold. I can guarantee you that. So the last thing, actually I said the other one was the last thing, but there was one other thing about Mo. Again, he did want to have sex with me, but we did have sex. Twice, I think. He enjoyed himself. I talked about it in the other episode. He really enjoyed himself. He got a nut, and I'm just like, bitch, I just did all these acrobatics for nothing. I just contorted my body. Like, I'm mad. Big mad. I'm still mad that I even did it. Like, what, I don't know. What was I thinking? What the fuck was I thinking? Fucking cum cubes. My best friend was like, girl, I know you are kidding me. And what was so funny was once he proposed it, you know, proposed the idea to me, he actually sent me a video clip of a girl, you know, eating this. It was a large popsicle made out of cum. And it was just like, the hell is going on here? Like, the stuff this dude would come up with was just so... just, oh, he really couldn't help himself. He really couldn't. And then he, of course, he wasn't into anal play with me, but he was very interested in, you know, purchasing butt plugs and, you know, sitting on a butt plug. So he gave me the money. I went to, you know, Adam and Eve. Got a set of, you know, three different size. It was a set with three different size butt plugs in it. And he was very happy and very pleased with, you know, being able to sit on the butt plug and, you know, still have fun and play with his dick and all that other stuff too. So he's very into that. Yeah. I'm asking y'all, like, y'all can give me permission. I'm just going to be done with Mo. That is the nitty gritty of our situation. It was BDSM with a twist, so to speak. He had certain things that he was really into, and he would do whatever he could to get it from me, whether that meant buying me nice stuff or giving me money, randomly leaving money, like, you know, hidden somewhere like a fucking scavenger hunt. Yeah, I just wasn't into the whole piss in the wine bottle. And I'm not into the water sports thing. Like, if a guy says he wants to pee on me, it better not get anywhere near my face. You know what I'm saying? If I even allow that, like, I might be scarred. But yeah, I don't regret it. Cause I, like I said, I don't I try not to live my life in regret, but you know, if nothing else, it was a great situation because it was so freeing. Like I was able to be free, and you know, and feel what I wanted to feel and do what I wanted to do without fear of judgment. So that's what I enjoyed about the situation. And yeah. The word of the week. Pegging. Oh, pegging. Pegging has become so popular. I remember the first time I saw a pegging video. We're talking about like 4 or 5 years ago. And I was I'm fucking amazed. You know, these two straight people getting it in like that amazed the shit out of me. So the definition from Urban Dictionary says when a woman fucks a man in the ass with a strap-on dildo. And I'm going to continue reading because they got some good little stuff here. It says, it's definitely a very touchy practice, especially in the straight male community. It is often thought of as a homosexual sex act. However, this is not true. So I'm going to stop there. It is not true. And there are a lot of straight men that either want a finger in their ass, multiple fingers in their ass, a dildo in their ass, a dick in their ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So straight men get it in. They get this. They're into this shit. They do this kinky shit. And yeah, they just do. Bitch, I don't know. I swear, I know y'all think I'm crazy with these random noises I'm making. But I'm just like, I have to literally hold back certain things I'm thinking about saying. So my apologies. Or I'm thinking about shit that I did that I'm grossed out by and I can't even imagine repeating. Actually, no, this was the worst. This was definitely the worst. Well, there's one other thing that happened and we'll get there, but this was probably the worst because it was so extensive, just like back to back, like crazy stuff, just topping themselves every time. It was crazy. So yeah. This is crazy. Pegging. I enjoy pegging. I have pegged a few different men. It's a very powerful feeling. The men that I've done it to enjoy the hell out of it. And actually, in all cases, it was their idea. And they were surprised that I was cool with it. yeah, I like pegging. And one of the things that I got into because of the pegging was prostate milking. I do not have the definition right up in front of me, but basically there is a way if you properly massage the prostate gland to, you know, cause ejaculation in the male without him getting hard. So that's a thing. So I became infatuated with the whole the male anatomy and how to make the body, you know, orgasm basically without any, you know, sexual arousal. So that is a very interesting topic that, you know, you may or may not want to look into. I've always had the theory that, you know, people, I'm not going to say it. Fuck it, I'm going to say it. I've always said that these dudes with prostate cancer, they're backed up. It's because y'all weren't fucking them properly when they were younger. And that is not backed by science, and I'm not even being serious. It's kind of jokingly. I said that once, like, jokingly with somebody, and they were like, girl, you're so stupid. But seriously, I'm just like, that prostate is fucked up because they didn't get enough nuts. My personal opinion probably ain't true, probably don't mean shit, but that's how I feel. I still want some suggestions on the giveaway. I'm very excited that we're up to 155 listens now for the podcast, which is pretty dope considering that we started from nowhere with nothing. I'm having a good time doing it. I'm rambling my ass off for you ladies and gentlemen for at this point an hour and 4 minutes. And, you know, it's good. It's like I'm enjoying it. It's a good outlet. And everything that I talked about today, again, 100% truthful, and some of it very shameful, and I'm embarrassed to even admit, you know, that I did these things, but it's my story, it's the truth, and maybe you can learn something from it, or if you can't learn something, you can just be amazed and laugh at it. But yeah, as far as a giveaway, I think I want to do Kegel balls, like the weighted balls you could put up in your hoo-ha. I mentioned Benoit balls before. I'm almost positive I did on the previous episode. I actually purchased a pair for myself, and I'm going to start wearing them tomorrow just to, you know, kind of practice with them and see if there is a benefit there and how it feels. I already know because I had Benoit balls before. When you pull those balls out of there, they're going to be covered in slimy, I think it's like a pre-cum type thing or cum. I don't know. It could be cum. I am going in with some really grotesque shit today. But yeah, so I'm thinking that might be a good item to give away for the ladies to, you know, strengthen those Kegel walls and the coochie walls and make sure it's nice and right and tight. And for me, you know, after having a kid, you know, certain things just don't function the same anymore. So I need to do as much as I can to make sure the muscles down in that area are as strong as they can be. So that may be the giveaway item. If you have any other suggestions, don't forget to email me or DM me. The email is kinkunashamed@gmail.com. And the Instagram is kinkunashamed. Again, comment, shoot me a DM. I'm here to help as much as I can. I thank you all so much for listening. I'm having the time of my motherfucking life, even with a snotty nose. And until next week, stay kinky, bitches. Bye.